News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So women are innately more empathetic than men thanks to the way that they are genetically wired. New research suggests that this is, to use a scientific term, total arse. With us is Dr. Emily Watchorn, who is senior clinical psychologist at St. John of God Hospital. This has long been assumed to be true. Amy, what does the research reveal?
I would say that the research, that's more recent research, is completely correct. It is not biologically driven at all. There is no such thing as a different brain for the female brain and the male brain when it comes to empathy. Women and men are equally capable of being empathetic.
But hunter-gatherers, when the men were out slaying woolly mammoths, the women had to, worry about the kids, This is the theory.
Well, that's true. They did have different roles. And I think that's a lot of what happens with empathy is it's actually shaped by the cultural and social expectations that we have for men and for women. So, you know, as you said, men were the hunters and gatherers. So the traits of being dominant and assertive, they were kind of reinforced for men as being positive things, whereas women were seen as caregivers. So there was a reinforcement of, you know, being empathetic and being able to be emotionally available and connecting with their children. So those kind of were the stereotypes that we were given and kind of fed, and they became, I suppose, what we became used to.
But does that mean then that in the modern era, if those pressures don't apply, there is nothing to prevent a man being just as biologically empathetic as a woman?
Absolutely. No, men and women are completely capable, equally capable of being empathetic. It's that social kind of, I suppose, expectation that plays a role in shaping how we see ourselves in relation to empathy. So if men are getting a message that it's okay to be empathetic and, you know, that's a quality that's valued, then they are more likely to be actually empathetic.
So does that mean that the kind of tropes that we tend to say that men don't share their feelings, that men talk side by side rather than face to face, in actual fact, rather than being descriptors of a norm, they're creating a cultural norm?
Absolutely. It is completely being created by this culture that we're kind of getting from the very beginning of our lives, and that's kind of reinforced as we get older. If you are in kind of other countries or other cultures where there's less emphasis on these kind of gender divided roles, you will see that there's less of this difference in how people approach empathy.
Does that mean then that empathy can be learned or improved?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like anything. If you start to try and work on it, you will see improvement in it. So if someone wants to become more empathetic by actually taking time to tune into their emotions and start to pay more attention to other people's emotions, with time, they will get better at it.
And do genes play any factor? If the genes that define sex don't play a factor, does other genetic predisposition play a factor?
I mean, there are some studies out there to suggest that there is a genetic factor, but it's not gender based. It's not sex related. So, you know, certain people are probably more empathetic, but that has nothing to do with your gender specifically.
And lastly, does it change as you age? Do you get better at it naturally?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know. I think it depends on what your thoughts are on it and whether or not you're motivated to work on it. I think if you do want to work on it and you are aware that this is a skill you want to have, then yes, it can improve. But I think that's driven by your choices.
Amy, thanks very much for your time. That is Dr. Amy Watchorn, senior clinical psychologist at St. John of God Hospital. And that is pretty much it for us this morning. Big thank you to the team this week. Programme editor Aisling Moore, editor Emer Bradley, producers Dara Faulkner and Aisling Lynch and Ellen Kenny, researchers Dylan Hand, Joe Duffy and Ailish Connor. Not that Joe Duffy, in case you're thinking he's doing mixers. Broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, and Cormac McDonough was on the desk in the control room.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.